Senator Simcha Felder is the lone Democrat remaining with the Republican caucus and giving the GOP the one seat needed to keep the majority in the chamber. Two feuding factions of mainstream and independent Democrats already reunited on April 5th. Felder issued a statement before the polls closed Tuesday saying he would remain with the Republicans because he wanted to prevent a mid-session political battle that could jeopardize the jobs of hundreds of staffers who currently work for the majority. Felder entered the Republican Party conference before the Senate met on Wednesday, saying he was sticking with his statement and did not want to say anything more about the subject.
I don't want to answer any questions. I'm not trying to be unfriendly. I just don't want to answer your questions.
Republicans expect him to keep his word. Senator Patrick Gallivan represents portions of the Buffalo area.
Senator Felder's an honorable man, and he's never shown himself to be anything but that.
But Governor Cuomo is still trying to convince Felder to change his mind. Cuomo wrote a letter to the senator saying that Felder is pivotal to the future of the Senate. The governor and Senate Democrats want to pass a number of progressive proposals, including early voting, campaign finance reform, and codifying the abortion rights in the Supreme Court decision Roe v. Wade into New York law. Cuomo says he knows the senator's views might be more conservative on many of the issues than the rest of the Democrats. But he says if Felder gives the Democratic Party the majority, at least then the bills could be brought to the Senate floor for an up or down vote.
And even on the issues that don't pass, that may be controversial, at least there's transparency. Have the vote. I mean, that's the fundamental point of democracy. Have the vote.
But the governor predicts that if Felder remains with the GOP, nothing will happen during the remaining 25 session days.
The remaining issues, they will not do. Period. They got the period. Exclamation point.
Later in the day, following the Senate session, Felder opened the door up a crack to changing his mind.
Is there any way you think you're going to change your mind on the issue?
I never say never.
And the senator would no longer commit to remaining with the Republicans through the end of the session.
I don't want to answer that question.
Senate Democratic leader Andrea Stewart-Cousins says the Democratic Senate candidate in the special election in Westchester Tuesday won by nearly 20 points in what was expected to be a close race. She predicts the so-called blue wave will continue through the November elections, where she says Democrats will pick up more seats. And she says Senator Felder has a choice.
This is an important time. You know, he can, you know, help to be part of the winds of change right now, or he can wait to just be part of the gust.
The session is not scheduled to end until June 20th. In Albany, I'm Karen DeWitt.